think we're safe.
Marissa, come in here, please.
Mom has declared no TV for a week so the darlings can spend some quality time together. Togetherness is Mom's new kick. I wouldn't mind having to be together so much if we didn't have to be together while we were doing it. Know what I mean?
Marissa, we're waiting.
I think it was Karl Marx who said that religion is the opiate of the people. Makes you wonder what Karl would have thought of the tube. Kind of the potato chips of the people. Well, you know, considering all the stuff out there, potatoes do have some nutritional value.
Hey, Blondie Breath. Thank God I'm sitting there, so do you. What are you doing out here?
Don't worry, Pimplehead, I'll be there in a minute.
I tried to reason with her, Mom.
I don't think TV's all bad if you get to watch your show and you've got the remote control. It's not like there's a lot to watch on TV. It's just that, well, you want to turn it on now and then just to be sure there's still nothing good on. TV or not TV? That is the question.
Come on, sport. We're all waiting.
Okay, Dad.
Doesn't this look like fun?
Having fun yet?
Marshall, dear, could you hand me the scissors?
Sure, honey.
Okay, here's what's been happening. It's Friday night. We've been sitting here since 5:30. Dad's designing a new store in the shape of a pickle. It's a drive-in place for sweet and sour pickle lovers. Mom's making a home library complete with card catalog, Dewey Decimal System, and everything. This way, we'll get due dates and have to pay fines at home now, too. And Wadbreath is pretending he can read. And me. I'm doing absolutely nothing in protest. It's a great way to make parents suffer.
Come on, guys. There must be something we can talk about.
Well, here's a funny thing that happened to me the other day. You know the clothes horse down at Willow Mall?
Uh-huh.
Well, I saw the sweater that they had on sale, and I could swear it looked familiar, and then it came to me. I had seen it before.
Really?
Yes, it's exactly the same sweater that Bill Cosby wears on The Cosby Show. You remember the purple one?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the sweater in the episode where Theo tried to wear his dad's clothes for a date?
Yes, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that episode, and the sweater got ripped in the car door.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, Theo got in a lot of trouble.
I guess it really wasn't that funny. I mean, after all, it was just a television show.
You're probably wondering how the Darling family got into this sorry state. It began long ago and far away. Since time began, there have been two warring tribes fighting for control of the TV.
Hey, I was watching that!
Tough darts.
I've got the remote.
Give me that!
Then, one day, I sent away to the Egghead Scientific Company to buy the Acme All-Purpose High-Frequency Universal Learning Remote Control Kit.
Here's your package, young lady.
With that little baby, I could change channels at Kennedy Space Center 30 miles away.
Thomas.
But I knew things would escalate.
It wasn't long before war was declared.
That's it. No more TV.
And just as I was getting the upper hand, too.
Dear, do we have any more rubber cement?
I'll get some.
Is it just me, or is this too much fun? Time sure flies when you're having fun.
Mom, I just want you to know that no matter how difficult it is to stop our television addiction, that I couldn't agree with you more.
Why, thank you, Ferguson. I'm sure this whole experience will be character building for all of us.
Mom, that's exactly why I brought my books down here to read.
That's wonderful, Ferguson. What are you reading?
Well, currently, I'm reading the annotated exegesis of the quest for space travel through the popular media.
That sounds fascinating.
Mom, that's the complete episode of Star Trek. You know, the TV series.
Oh. Booger face squealer.
Hello, darling residents. Ferguson here.
Ick, it's Jody.
Jody?
Hi.
Oh, just hanging out. No, I didn't see that movie.
No, I missed it.
No, I'm not watching TV.
What do you mean, what am I watching? I'm not watching anything. No, there's nothing to watch.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying either. Goodbye.
Who was that on the phone, dear?
Oh, it was the Nielsen Company. They wanted to know if we'd be a Nielsen family. You know, the Nielsen ratings.
Funny.
Mom, don't you realize that if I don't watch TV, I won't be able to keep up with the cultural level of my peers?
Clarissa, you know there is nothing on TV but an endless stream of the same sitcoms, game shows, and commercials.
That's what I mean. Where else can I experience the vast wasteland that we call the 20th century? Where else can I get chewing gum for my eyes? And what about Johnny Depp?
I think we can live without Johnny Depp for a week.
Can't imagine a moment without Johnny Depp.
I've got it. Let's play charades.
What a wonderful idea.
I have that one.
Okay.
Oh, good.
What?
What is it?
I can't believe this.
It's four words.
It's too embarrassing. I can't let you see it.
Hi, Sam.
What's up?
Watching TV.
Clarissa, hate to tell you, but there's no TV set there.
I know. I'm trying to see if there's a difference between staring into empty space and watching TV.
Is there?
Yeah, no breaks for commercials.
So what happened to your TV?
I had to turn it in. Mom's still on her no TV crusade.
Bummer. Maybe she'd come over to my house.
I can't. Mom's just decided that we have to be a family together. Why can't we be a family apart like normal people?
I hate it when parents talk about togetherness. It always means you've got to do stuff they want.
Yeah.
My dad's trying to spend some quality time with me, too. Watch the sports network now all the time. I'm supposed to explain those skateboard segments. Is a Snailfish McTwist a ramp trick or a lip grind?
I said it was a character in Back to the Future 3.
Gotta bone up on my skate rap before I watch tonight.
I'd give anything to watch TV again. I'd even watch This Old House with my dad.
Hey, it's kind of funny that you're here dying to watch TV and your family won't let you. And here I am stuck watching TV with my dad.
Yeah, real funny. I hope you and your dad have a beautiful thing together.
I'm splitting if you're gonna be like that.
Sorry, this no TV thing's got me a little on the edge.
Just gotta chill out. Try some new software or something. At least that way you can look at the computer monitor. It's late, I better be getting home.
I'm sorry, Sam. You're right. I've got to lighten up. Hey, Sam, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Watch tonight's episode of The Simpsons for me. I don't want to look stupid at school.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and Sam, tell me what happens to DJ and Full House.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Sam, flip the channels around once for me.
There's gotta be some way I can watch TV. Wait a second. I wonder if the cable box downstairs has enough power.
Honey! Oh, that's gonna pick up the new architect's world.
Yeah. Clarissa!
Mom! I'd like to hang out and chat, but I've gotta get some sleep. I'm a wreck.
Uh-huh.
Alert. What's with the outfit?
It's my new look.
Really rad.
Thanks. Dad and I are getting into this surf punk thing. I bought him a surfing tie with little boards and babes on it. He loves it.
Totally tubular. Did you get me the scanner?
Yeah, here it is. Do you really think you'd be able to get TV reception with this thing?
At this point, a test pattern would be great. I should pick up something.
Guess what? Dad's taking me to Malibu for a long weekend.
We're gonna do some real surfing. No more of that sidewalk stuff.
Malibu? I can see it now. Surf's up at sunrise. You and your dad are waxed and ready to ride. You're shooting the curls, then suddenly, wave shifts. Your board tilts and crash! It's a seaweed sandwich in your face. Could you hand me that 8-pin cable?
Hey, that's not the way it's going to happen.
Sam, let me ask you one thing. Do you know how to surf?
Not exactly.
Does your dad know how to surf?
No, but I promised I'd teach him.
Two seaweed sandwiches coming up.
Look, I've got this How to Surf the Great Kahuna book.
Do you really think you can learn how to surf without getting wet?
I'm good at skateboarding. How different could it be? So what's all this stuff for?
I'm turning my computer into a TV. With my new Captain Video's home broadcasting and reception software. Here, I'll show you. Once we hook up the mini-dish antenna, we'll be able to receive signals from anywhere in the world. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, but you don't have a TV set.
That's where the scanning digitizer comes in. It'll digitize a signal and put an image on my computer.
Whoa.
Now, all we have to do is get you on the roof.
Excuse me?
Where else are we going to hook up this mini-dish antenna?
Why do I even ask why?
It'll be good for your surfing. You can practice hanging 10 on the edge of the roof. Please.
Okay, but last time when I went up on your roof, I got stuck in the weather vane. I pointed west for 3 hours when your mom called you to dinner.
That's why this time I rigged up a pulley so you can let yourself back down.
Totally gnarly. Catch you later, Deed.
Sam, are you okay?
Whoa! I can see my house from here.
Okay, I'll meet you downstairs. Now, if only I could figure out how to hook up this power booster pack to the TV downstairs.
Clarissa? We've already started lunch.
Gee, Mom. Okay.
Now, young lady?
Who was that angry woman? My mom or Attila the Hun? Mom, I was thinking, maybe I'll join a radical feminist folk singing group.
That's nice, Clarissa.
Or maybe I'll join a fanatic religious cult where you have to shave your head, paint it red, and worship lima beans.
That's nice, dear.
Or maybe I'll eat a jar or two of mayonnaise, 5 or 6 jars of pickled tomatoes, some baking soda, maybe a box of cake mix, and just puke until I pass out.
That sounds interesting.
Or maybe I'll just go and watch some TV.
Freeze. Forget it, Clarissa.
It was worth a try. Okay. I think it's time for a special report. Here are some of the amazing things people do when they can't watch TV. Dad has spent the morning fixing things that weren't broken to begin with. Mom has reached new heights in the organic culinary pantheon. She's getting kind of cranky and no one knows why. Too much granola? And a sleeping Ferguson has made the shape of a perfect whale from his drool.
Is it time for Bugs and Friends? Oh, no.
I'm still working on the silent treatment. The question of the moment, is this fun or what?
Hello, Johnny Mason, it's Ferguson Darling here.
Oh, hi.
It's for you, Dad.
Oh. Hello. Hey, Jack. No? Uh-huh. Really? Sure. Fourth quarter? Sure. It's tied? Really?
Oh. No.
I'll turn it on right now. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Honey?
I'll be in the living room.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Dear?
No.
What are you doing?
It's the Lakers and the Knicks. It's the last 3 minutes of the quarter.
I think you're forgetting something.
Halftime TV snacks.
No, that's a good idea.
No, that's a bad idea.
It is?
Marshall, darling, no one, not one of us in this house is watching TV.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. No TV. Did you hear that, kids? No TV. Now, that's a rule. All the games to miss, I can't believe it.
Hi, Sam. Welcome to the Darlings, one big happy family.
Hey, look. It's a surfing geek.
Hello, Samuel.
Hello, Mrs. Darling.
Why don't you sit down and join us?
Thank you, Mrs. Darling.
So, how are you and your dad doing?
Fine.
So, what's new?
Dad and I are getting matching big kahuna tattoos.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Mom. Can I watch TV now?
It's been a whole day.
Clarissa, please.
Come on, Mom. Don't you wish you were watching television, too?
Clarissa Marie, darling, I have no desire to ever watch TV again.
Aw, Mom, don't you wish you were curled up in a cozy comforter with a warm cup of hot chocolate, watching a wonderful old grainy black and white movie? Something with Humphrey Bogart and Ingmar Bergman, say, Casablanca?
Casablanca? Oh, I love that movie. Remember, Marshall, when we used to watch TV at your parents' while they were away?
Janet, this is certainly...
We'd turn the lights down low.
Janet, it's kind of...
And you'd pretend you were a Humphrey Bogart, and I'd be Ingrid Bergman. But then, what about us?
Well, I'm no good at being noble. It doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world.
Oh, Rick.
Here's... looking at you.
Janet! Janet! Get a hold of yourself.
Rick!
What?
I mean, Marshall! Oh, I don't know what came over me.
Oh. Whoa. Let's all calm down, huh? Yeah, right? Why don't we play a nice relaxing game of charades?
Oh,
Clarissa, let's get out of here.
Wait, don't worry. I've got a great idea. I've got a charade.
Really, Clarissa? Oh. You've never wanted to play before.
Well, this is a special charade. Okay, here goes.
Night of the Living Dead.
I haven't started yet, Pinhead.
Yeah, guess it was just the way it looked.
Okay, here goes.
Hey, no props.
I told you this is a special charade.
No talking either.
Ferguson, you've got to give your sister a chance, all right? Okay?
Three words.
First word.
Box, channel.
TV. Broken TV.
Okay.
All right.
Third word.
Man.
Second word.
repairman.
Together. TV repairman.
All right.
You win. Gee, Ferguson, you're so smart.
Of course I am.
Can't you guys think of anything but TV?
Mom?
Something weird's going on. I mean, she likes TV too. She grew up on TV. You know, when Laugh-In was in a rerun.
Yeah, and you think she wanna watch it too.
I admire her self-control, but she's really getting touchy. Here's the weird thing. I caught her spraying aerosol air freshener in the kitchen this morning.
So?
Aerosol is practically against her religion.
I don't get it. Weird.
You know, Sam, Mom's not all wrong. Did you know that on the average day, kids watch 3.5 hours of TV?
3.5? I'm not watching enough.
And did you know that in that 3.5 hours, they see 5 beer wine commercials, 33 acts of violence, and 38 sexual references?
Whoa, I must be watching the wrong channels.
You have to admit that most of on TV would insult a 5-year-old.
I guess it's lucky that we're both old enough. Otherwise, we'd never enjoy it. Come on, turn it on.
Okay, Sam, it's showtime.
There must be some way you can tune that in better.
Let's see. If I adjust the pixel resolution...
Wait a second, I think I see something. What is that?
Looks like some kind of shopping show.
Isn't that Russian raining?
Isn't that a potato? Let's try another channel.
It's the same on every channel.
Good. All this work just to watch the shopping channel in Russian.
Wait a second. I think it's kind of cool. What was that?
Uh-oh. It sounded like something from downstairs. The cable booster must have overloaded. Let's go. I didn't do anything.
I don't know what happened. I just turned on the TV and the next
thing... Are you okay?
I think so. I don't know...
Marshall, darling, what are you holding in your hand? You were turning on the TV.
Well, I have... When did you start smoking again?
Wow, Mom, I didn't know you smoked. That's so weird.
Well, I needed something to calm my nerves. You guys were driving me crazy.
What happened to the television? Clarissa, hold it for 1 minute. What is this doing here?
Well, you see, I got this great new Captain Video's computer software. I was just trying it out.
You hooked up your own TV?
Not really. My computer, actually. Just sort of shortwave to the Soviet home shopping channel.
Yeah.
Could I interest anyone on a deal in Ukrainian potato?
Yeah.
Yes! 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 I won! I won! I won! It was awesome! I just broke through the top level of Mega Man 12! Kapow! There was this incredible explosion! I got the highest score ever! These games are really realistic. Hey, Mom. I didn't know you smoked. So weird. Well, the TV's in the repair shop, along with my computer and Ferghead's game pack. So now it's no TV for real. Oh yeah, and Mom's thrown away her secret stash of cigarettes. It turns out she used to smoke in high school. Gross me out. I guess it goes to show you that what you don't know about your parents, you really don't want to know.
Clarissa, we've started.
Coming.
I've got one.
All right.
Oh, good.
Oh,
oh, swell.
Hot.
Wait,
summer.
Summer?
You dying.
Oh, summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surfing. Long, hot summer?
Yeah.
Long, hot summer?
I think it was a famous mime, Marcel Marceau. He said, the family that plays charades together stays together. Donna Summer? What?
Oh, what?
Hey, we gotta do something till the TV gets fixed.
What's going on?
Endless summer! Yeah!
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.